This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A CIA veteran expects al-Qaeda to rebuild within Afghanistan. We get details from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Michael Morrell, who was the CIA analyst who briefed President George W. Bush on September 11, 2001, said Tuesday he's convinced the Taliban will invite al-Qaeda to rebuild in Afghanistan. Morrell, who twice served as acting CIA director, spoke at an online forum sponsored by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Virginia. It was one of a series of panels this week to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the September 11 attacks. Morrell twice served as acting CIA director, and he briefed President Barack Obama on the intelligence that led to the killing of Osama bin Laden. He said there's no doubt in his mind the Taliban will give safe haven to al-Qaeda, and he believes al-Qaeda's intention will be to build capability so they can attack us here at home. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meanwhile, the Taliban announced an interim government that seems unlikely to win the international support. The new leaders desperately need to avoid an economic meltdown. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
It's an all-male interim government taking charge in Afghanistan, and it's stacked with veterans of their hardline rule from the 1990s in the 20-year battle against the U.S.-led coalition and its Afghan government allies. Among the most notable names, Sirajuddin Haqqani as interior minister. He heads the feared Haqqani network that's blamed for many deadly attacks and kidnappings. And he's on the FBI's most wanted list with a $5 million bounty on his head. The Haqqani network is believed to still be holding at least one American hostage. I'm Ben Thomas.
And again, the Taliban announcing an interim government that seems unlikely to win the international support that the new leaders need. This is VOA News. The Americans trying to evacuate hundreds of Afghans and American citizens, including one Afghan who worked as a U.S. military translator and says he's anticipating his beheading by the Taliban, pleaded for action from the Biden administration to get the would-be evacuees aboard charter flights that are standing by to fly them from Afghanistan. The man whose identity the Associated Press withheld for his security said he was running out of money to keep his family housed in a hotel in a northern Afghan city after waiting a week for Taliban permission for the chartered evacuation flights to leave the airport there. The UN Atomic Watchdog says Iran has continued to increase its stockpile of highly enriched uranium that could be used to make nuclear weapons in contravention of a 2015 accord with world powers that was meant to contain Tehran's nuclear program. The International Atomic Energy Agency also told member states in its confidential quarterly report Tuesday that its verification and monitoring activities have been seriously undermined since February by Iran's refusal to let inspectors access IAEA monitoring equipment. The IAEA's director general said that he was willing to travel to Iran to meet the recently elected government for talks on the topic. Two cameras that the agency installed at one site in Iran have been severely damaged. COVID-19 booster shots may be coming for at least some Americans, but there's still important science to be worked out about who really needs them and when. The Biden administration's initial plan was to offer the Pfizer or Moderna booster starting September 20th, while real-world data shows the vaccines used in the U.S. remain strongly protective against severe disease and death. Their ability to prevent milder infection is dropping for reasons that are not fully understood. Scientific advisors will publicly debate Pfizer's evidence on September 17th. Tens of thousands of supporters of Brazil's embattled right-wing president, Jair Bolsonaro, heeded his call and turned down on Independence Day rallies as he stepped up his attacks on the Supreme Court and threatened to plunge the country into a constitutional crisis. Bolsonaro has been locked in a feud with the court, in particular a justice who has jailed several of the president's supporters for allegedly financing, organizing, or inciting violence or anti-democratic acts, or disseminating false information. In calling on his followers to take to the streets, Bolsonaro had stirred fear that the demonstrations could erupt in violence akin to the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.